From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President-elect Donald Trump says his first day in office will include issuing a formal notification that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. That's a huge 12-nation Asian-focused trade deal. China greeted the news enthusiastically, saying it hopes for early results in negotiations for its own alternative giant Asian trade pact. VOA's Jeff Custer has more details.
In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the U.S. withdrawal from TPP a top early priority for his administration.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Ministers from TPP countries signed the agreement in February of 2016. Among them was Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who told reporters Tuesday that without U.S. involvement, the trade agreement is meaningless. Australia's trade minister called Trump's decision disappointing, but held out hope the United States might reconsider. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Containers of a chemical suspected to be chlorine were dropped by helicopters on East Aleppo Tuesday, causing breathing difficulties in some people, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local health authorities. The monitor said its network of sources had reported seeing at least four barrel bombs dropped. An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi since his 2013 overthrow in the Islamist ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. This is VOA News.